USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Maine Secretary of State Shayna Bellows is facing threats following her decision to remove former President Trump from the state's 2024 ballot. Bellows, who made the decision on Thursday, cited Trump's awareness of potential violence on the day of the Capitol riot and his encouragement of it through incendiary rhetoric without taking timely action to stop it. Acknowledging the threats against her and her staff on CNN, Bellows expressed preparedness and gratitude for law enforcement, with Colorado being the first state to remove Trump from its primary ballot. New York City is preparing for New Year's Eve in Times Square.
The NYPD states that there are no specific credible threats against the New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. Chief of the department, Jeffrey Madry, outlines what attendees can expect.
We got into one of our pens where our police officers will be there. They will be wanding everyone for safety. Just a reminder, again, no backpacks, no duffel bags, large packages. No alcohol. These are all prohibited items.
Additionally, officials say that officers are preparing for potential protesters related to the Israel-Hamas war and will work to keep them on the perimeter of the event. I'm John Schaefer.
Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio, a Republican, has rejected a bill aimed at limiting transgender care for minors. He stands out as one of just two GOP governors who vetoed such restrictions on gender-affirming care. The proposed measure also sought to prohibit transgender girls from participating in school sports teams. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, New York experienced the most significant population decline among states in 2023. The end-of-the-year population data indicated an overall increase in the U.S. population for the preceding year. A map released by the Census Bureau illustrating state-by-state population changes reveals that New York recorded the highest loss, with a decline of over 100,000 people in 2023. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor. Guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has confirmed his attendance at CNN's presidential debate next month, with the network hosting two Republican primary debates in January, one in Iowa on January 10th and another in New Hampshire on January 21st. DeSantis's campaign team announced on Friday that he will participate in the New Hampshire debate, stating that it provides an opportunity for Nikki Haley to address concerns with the people of New Hampshire and for Donald Trump to engage without relying on a teleprompter. The statement suggested that the debate offers a chance for candidates to address issues directly and step into the political arena. An unmanned U.S. military space plane is now beginning its secret mission in Earth's orbit.
The X-37B spacecraft launched last night on a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket after several weeks of reported delays. The robot space plane has a variety of classified military experiments on board. It could remain in Earth's orbit conducting its mission for as much as the next 2 years. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Netflix has discontinued over a dozen of its TV shows in the current year, including titles like Shadow and Bone, Glamorous, Agent Elvis, and Lockwood and Company. Even the mystery series 1899, which achieved a 5-week presence on the Netflix Top 10 chart, faced cancellation. Notably, 5 out of the 14 canceled shows were animated. The Powerball jackpot is reaching new heights for the last draw of the year. Lottery officials state that the grand prize for tonight's drawing is estimated at $760 million. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.